You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, The Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about efficiency, specifically in the strategy that is found with Southwest Airlines and how they rose to the top as becoming the number one, not only the number one airline, but also the number one airline as it relates to customer satisfaction, as it relates to employee satisfaction, but also as it relates to their production in the revenue, production in the bottom line, how they're profitable and how they're doing it. Because quite honestly, they do it differently. Like, think about how they do it versus everyone else. Everyone else has these complicated structures, and Southwest has this simplistic structure. We're going to talk about why they do that. It's not for maybe the reason you think. We're going to talk about what their end game is and how they work backwards and figured out everything else they need to do in order to get there. Now, this is important. If you're on our email list, you got a podcast, a special podcast episode that was not released on our podcast, and we talked about setting goals. Make sure you email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com and ask for the Merry Christmas email so you can get that along with a goal sheet and a worksheet to help you put those goals in motion, to really help you hit those goals. We did that in a special edition podcast. Again, you have to be on our email list to get that. But in that, we talked about hitting these mile markers, and that's what Southwest did. They took the ultimate goal, the wildly important goal, the big thing they were trying to achieve, and they worked backwards. We're going to talk about that. For those that are just jumping onto our podcast, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. We're just coming off of that season. I want to welcome you all back to another season of podcast. This podcast is dedicated to the world to help you get better at service, to help you get better at business, to help you get better at sales, to help you get better at relationships. No matter what you do, we do focus on plumbing when we talk on the podcast. However, these things are relatable to just about any scenario you can imagine in life. The things that we talk about are frameworks. They're principles that you can live by, not only in your business, but also in your regular everyday walk. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a spouse, or whether you're a business owner, or you're an employee, it doesn't matter. You're still around other people. You're still affecting other people. And so therefore, you ought to have these principles, these frameworks in place, because honestly, it's all about service. This idea of putting others first, servant leadership. How can we go make your day better? And if I make enough people days better, then my day will be better. And that's an old principle that we've heard from Zig Ziglar from really decades ago. If you think about it, right? It's been around forever. And you can even go back to the Bible where it talks about the idea of loving your neighbor like yourself. All of these principles we talk about come from this heart of service. And today we're going to highlight Southwest Airlines. Now, we've highlighted Southwest Airlines a couple years ago in a podcast edition where we talked about Hilton and In-N-Out Burger and Chick-fil-A and Trader Joe's and all these different companies that rank really high, at least at that time, employee satisfaction, employee retention. And today we're going to highlight Southwest for a different reason. Today we're going to talk about Southwest because of their business model, their strategy, their revenue strategy. And it's really the same thing that we teach here at the Plumbing Sales Coach when we talk about the process that we run inside of our program, when we're on the one-on-one calls and we're on the coaching sessions with all the owners and the technicians and we're training the teams and we're working with everyone. Ultimately, we're putting together this overarching blueprint, this overarching concept, this bigger plan here that says that we're all working together to achieve this common goal, which is providing an amazing experience for our customer while doing it efficiently. And I don't mean efficiently in the sense of running from call to call to call to call, quite the opposite. We teach the technicians to take care of the problems for today, tomorrow, and forever. Give the customer the choice. Let them decide whether or not they just want to put a Band-Aid on it or they want to do major surgery. And Southwest has a great concept and approach to this. And so I hope you understand the power of this, because in plumbing, when you think about plumbing and whatever industry you're in, you can apply this to yours. There's something in there that keeps you from being efficient. See, in plumbing, it's driving from call to call. There's no money made when you drive from call to call. There's no money made when you're parked at the shop. There's no money made when you're at the supply house. The money is made when you're in the home working. Okay, you could think about this several different ways, right? For pizza delivery, there's no money made unless there's a pizza in the vehicle being delivered. For Uber, there's no money made driving to pick up the person. The money's made when you actually have someone in your car and you're delivering them somewhere. See, this is true for just about any industry. There's something. For Southwest Airlines, it's the plane being in the air. There's no money made when the plane's on the ground. There's no money made when the plane's taxiing. There's no money made when the plane's pulling into the gate. The money is made when the plane's in the air, taking people from one destination to another. So many airlines focus on getting the most out of each passenger. So many airlines, every airline, in fact, except for Southwest, focuses on making the most they can per passenger. And quite honestly, I see a lot of plumbing companies do that. You know, we're not doing the water heater. If they're not, we're not discounting. We're not doing anything. We're not willing to, we're worth it. We're going to charge that. Raple and Staple, just go out there and take as much as you can. I mean, get as much as you can. Every single call, take. Or burn through it. You know, $300 for a fill valve and you're on to the next. Quite honestly, if you think about it, for a fill valve, we could argue that $150 is too much or too little. We could argue that $300 is too much or too little. But at the end of the day, what's the customer really getting? A Band-Aid? And so that's when we are able to really separate ourselves with our competitive advantage, the way the Southwest does. All right, so here I'll break it down. Basically, Southwest said, look, we're going to fill the seats. We're not going to make it complicated. In fact, anything we do that complicates the process to getting someone from, I want to fly out of New York to LA and I'm going to do it on this date and I'm going to choose Southwest. Anything that keeps them from booking that flight on Southwest and moving, we're not going to do that. So if that means that we have to simplify the process, we're going to do that. If that means that we're not going to charge extra for baggage because that complicates the process, we're not going to do that. Like, I don't know if you're anything like me, but my wife likes to bring lots of luggage. I like to bring little luggage and you probably run into the same scenario, but I don't know how much luggage we're bringing until that day. So with Southwest, it's easier. You know what else is easier? It's first class because the baggage is included. It's just easier. So Southwest said, we're going to appeal to the bigger majority, the coach section. We're not going to focus on first class. We're going to make our fares affordable. We're going to make it simple. There's not going to be any upsells. It's just going to be one price. Come on, let's go. We got you. What's that allow them to do? Well, it allows them just to book up. They also board their planes differently. They have a process where they line everybody up based on a number and a group that you're in. And then you get to go board the plane, first come, first serve, take the first seat available, sit down. What happens is you find that the planes that have, you know, all the different assigned seats and all the different boarding groups, sometimes someone in the front could be loading when someone in the back is loading. And when they're putting their baggage overhead, it keeps everybody from moving forward. But with Southwest, it's just this natural filling of the plane. They save a little bit of time with onloading and they save a little bit of time with unloading. They remove the obstacle from people making the decision by making it simple. No upsells, no crazy decisions to be made. Just where you're flying, when you're flying, here's your price, all inclusive, no hidden nothings. And then when you get here, there's going to be a smooth order of events and we're going to get you on your plane and we're going to get you on your way. Not only that, the way they run their routes are different. See, everybody runs this hub system where the East Coast, if American Airlines is on the East Coast, they may choose Atlanta as their hub. And so all the flights on the East Coast fly to Atlanta, and then they transport everyone from one section to another, similar to how you'd set your drain system up underneath the home. I'll do this section, then we'll run those branches into a main, and that main will take everything out to the same spot. The airlines do it the same way, except for Southwest. Southwest does a direct connect, meaning they fly from one destination to the next. So you're either on a flight that is going from where you're going to the next destination, or you're on a flight that's continuing on. You might even change planes, and some would say, well, isn't that the same? No, it's actually not, because the strategy to get you to that airport was for different reasons. For the hub system, everyone's going to Atlanta. That's on American. And then from there, they go to their destination. And on Southwest, it's only the people that are catching that next flight that are going to Phoenix or going to wherever. And that may not have made a lot of sense, but let me apply that in the plumbing world. When you book 4 or 5 calls in a row, and then you string them out in a way that has people driving all over town, there's a lot of loss efficiency. So the next thing we try to do is we try to get our CSRs to book all the calls in one little local area for one technician, because technicians get tired of driving all over the place. The owners get tired of having everybody drive all over the place. And what we find is that was never even the problem to begin with. The problem was back on the first call by not running it correctly. And therefore we spent more time on the ground loading and unloading the plane than we did flying in the air. And so we had to charge more per ticket for the seat when we finally got the plane in the air, because we're making up for all that lost efficiency. Where Southwest is, we can keep our flights cheaper and we can keep them more efficient because we've got a strategy. You need a strategy. Look, you don't just need a strategy for how to run your business as it relates to that. We're talking about a much bigger picture here. We're not just talking about the technicians on the job. You know, this program isn't just designed to teach your technicians how to sell on the job. In fact, it's not that at all. It's teaching them how to run the call the right way. But even better than that, it's teaching you how to run the business the right way, how to teach you the CSR, how to book the calls the right way, how to teach you the management, how to structure and run things the right way so that you're not reacting all day long. You're proactive, meaning you're out in front of it. You're taking charge of how the day is going to go and eliminating all of the unknowns, or at least reducing them. As an owner, putting a barrier between you and them so you're not dealing with every single one. I remember one of the owners the other day in our program called me up and he's like, yeah, we ran into one of our technicians dealing with something. We're like, hey, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I'm dealing with this, whatever. And they thought, man, isn't that cool? We didn't even know about that. It was just happening inside of our company. Our service manager took care of it. Operations manager took care of it. CSRs took care of it. Technician took care of it. Okay, when you start running your business the right way, when you start creating that strategy, when you're working for a company that's doing it the right way, that has a strategy, has a process, when you yourself as a technician have a consistent strategy and process, you become consistent. When you become consistent, you can then become better. You can't really fix something that's inconsistent. You have to make it consistent first so you can see what the common problem is so you can then come up with a solution. If a basketball player shoots the ball differently every single time, it's going to be hard for the shooting coach to get that rectified. They're going to have to get them back to a consistent place to then start building upon that. They may even have to take them back to the basic formations, to the basic fundamentals. And in some cases, that's what we do in our program is we have to take you all the way back to the basic fundamentals of building relationship, of diagnosing and value stacking, or building options, as you might say, so that you can then get better. In the same way here, we may have to rethink your strategy for scheduling, rethink your strategy for the way that you dispatch, the way that you set the schedule up to begin with, the way you market, the way you brand, the way you do everything. See, it all matters. Southwest couldn't just not charge for bags. Southwest couldn't just load the plane differently. Southwest couldn't just fly the routes differently. It had to be an all-inclusive, all-combined deal where this plus this plus this plus this plus this equals number one. That's what most people don't get. You can't just go around and see what everyone else is doing and try to piece it all together. You got to have a full thought out process. What we're doing over here is the same reasoning as what we're doing over there. The way that we run our office is the same way as the way we run our field. The way we run our field is the same way that we run so forth and so on. Leadership, the building. Your vans aren't the only thing that have to look amazing. Your attitude, your uniform, your shop. I think we're putting out a reel on a shop that we transformed or helped transform. We did their branding and did all their stuff. Remedy Plumbing. Awesome, awesome guys. But, you know, just watching that transformation story, not only their brand, of course, and then their vans, and of course their logos and online image and all that, but then their shop and then their uniforms and then their guys, their team actually following a service process. So they look professional, sound professional, act professional, are professional. It's the whole package. I don't even know if anyone else offers the full thing like we do. Maybe there's someone else out there, but that's why we offer it all. Not because we're trying to offer everything, but because we focus specifically on service plumbing and all things service plumbing. The brand, we can rebrand you. We can help you build your brand. We can help you rectify your brand. The sales strategy, the process that you run inside the home, the scheduling strategy that you have so your techs can spend more time in the home. The way that you not only strategize your scheduling, but also your price book so that your price book is profitable, but also convertible. And there's room in there to build out options so customers can do more. All these things matter. I mean, we just did a tech training this morning, a live tech training with all the techs in the program. And we talked about the importance of teaching the customer along the way and how we do that. We broke down all the exact strategies specifically of how you do that with a customer. So instead of telling them what they need, you're learning together on the job. The customer is at the end of that job, at the end of that diagnosing process, almost expecting the same solutions that you're about to offer. That's the power of service. That's the power of doing it the right way. But you need time in the home to be able to do that. Just like Southwest Airlines, you got to have a process from beginning to end in order to give that customer that full experience. Otherwise, you're shooting in the dark. You're hoping for magic. You're wishing on prayers. You're thinking that maybe this is the right person. This hire right here is going to save me. It's not. Even if they're amazing, it's just one person. You're going to need a team. Okay. Any one person that you think is going to save your day, you're mistaken. And any one person that thinks they can save your day is mistaken. Requires a team. Requires a full-fledged team with a full-fledged vision and a full-fledged plan. Go ask for that Merry Christmas episode that we have. Get on our email list because there's a lot of stuff you're going to miss out on if you're not on there. Get our podcast. I know you guys listen to it right now, but get on there and listen. Subscribe. I think we're top 10% globally shared and globally followed podcasts in the world. That blows my mind. Thank you for all that listen. Spotify just announced that. Blew my mind. Can't believe that many people follow and listen to our show. People from all over the world. All over the world. I get pictures from India, plumbing, UK. I love it. Australia, I love it. Keep them coming. I love all you guys. I'm proud to be a part of this with you. This is a mission and a journey for all of us to serve. Okay, we can look at companies like Southwest Airlines and learn from them. We can see what they did and what worked and what didn't work. We can see why they're successful and how we can maybe avoid some pitfalls that they ran into that we don't need to run into. We can look at companies like Trader Joe's. You know, you may not like some of these companies, but you cannot make the mistake of what you like doesn't really play into this, right? Because the reality is that they've created something. We don't have to be like them. We don't have to do it like them, but we can learn from them. We can learn the frameworks behind what they did so we can then see how that's comparable to our own business. This is how I've built my fortune. This is how I've done what I've done is by applying and learning and paying attention to other things in life that are happening and how are they comparable to the situation I'm in and what can I do now to take what I've experienced and learned over here and apply it over here. Literally how I've done everything. My background is such that I was in construction and in sales. You know, I was a carpenter, a union carpenter, scaffold carpeting. Then I went into sales. Then I owned a house cleaning and construction company, sold that, started consulting. Plumbing company asked me for help, got involved in plumbing. That was about 12 years ago, 10 years ago. Here we are. That's what happens when you start applying these things. You basically separate yourself from the competition because they're not doing that. They're following the masses. They're following what everyone else is doing, and you can be different. It just takes a different way of thinking. It takes a different approach, and it takes somebody stepping outside of the box and doing something that maybe they see somewhere else working, maybe not in the same ways. Maybe it's a different industry. Maybe it's a different situation, but they realize I can do that here. We took the fine dining restaurant industry, and we applied it to the plumbing world. That's the process that we figured out when I ran the plumbing company that I ran for so long. And then when we were able to start teaching that to other companies, we just did a mastermind a couple weeks ago. Blows my mind all the owners that are having, the companies that are having, the success they're having. And all of them are saying the same thing. Their customers love it. And that's what makes us excited. We love it. We love to see those results. 90% conversion rates, $15, $16, $1,800 ticket averages, companies doubling and tripling in revenue. All those things are wonderful. But the five-star reviews, the customer satisfaction, that's the reason we're here. That's the reason we do what we do. We love you. We love them. We love your communities. Remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.